music from the Ashanti Kingdom through the internet at www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
You're listening to the new Spirit FM, Christian hit music.
Are you looking for the best education for your child? Look no further. Welcome to Len Young Academy. Len Young Academy is a thought leadership school. We learn, play, and impact our communities. At Len Young Academy, no child is left behind. We love, teach, and train every child to bring out the best in him or her. Len Young Academy is an ultra-modern school with a beautiful green environment. The school is located at Akrafo, Kokobing, off the Kumasi Barakesi Road, a few seconds drive from Ijankuto's Church. Call us on 0243-435595 or 0244-043-430. Len Young Academy. Learn, play, and impact.
You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and test of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello, a lovely evening to you, and welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your friend, your pastor, Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme. It's such a privilege to come into your homes again with the good gospel of Christ Jesus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence. We've gathered to hear you, the words of life, the words of hope. We ask that you give us strength by your words. We ask that you give us wisdom. We ask that you cause your light to shine over each person, each condition. We ask that you cause your peace to flow in every troubled waters, or your peace to prevail in every stormy veil. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we silence the devil. We silence every opposition. We pull down strongholds by the power of the gospel. We lose the bound. We lose the oppressed. Let the gospel of Christ Jesus bring deliverance to the captives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal the sick. In the name of the Lord Jesus, save the sinner tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the blind eyes open. Let deaf ears hear. Let the power of Jesus that we've read about be real tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let no one under the sound of my voice leave the same. Let us hear what you have to say. And let us be transformed thereby in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. And let Jesus be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tell someone that Miracle Wave Broadcast is live. It's a good distraction from the vote counting. Just 30 minutes of your time with God and your life will never be the same. They should tune into Spirit 88.3 FM or join in online for an encounter, a time with Christ Jesus. We thank God the fact that we are able to still gather and or we are able to speak about Jesus this way. Even at this time, we thank him for the peace or relative peace that we've had so far, and we believe that as we've called on God, the peace is going to prevail with all that is left. The die is already cast, the votes have already been people have already voted. It's just left with the counting, and we hope everything will be smooth, it will be free, it will be fair, and those who win will be gracious, and those who lose will also be gracious in defeat and not push the nation into any untoward brink. Ghana is all we all have, and we are all proud to be Ghanaian. Hallelujah. Now, in this election season, we are talking about a national election. We call it a national election. There are other ones, there are regional elections, but you can go down further. We have some district assembly elections, but if you go further down, we may have elections in your workplace for the leader of your union or something. We may have an election in your school for a prefect. You may also have an election in your class for a class prefect. We are voting everywhere about something, one thing or the other. But tonight I'm just drawing your attention to another kind of election that you are involved in. But this is a personal election, to a national election, and I've trickled it down to, the smallest unit where you still have to choose someone to lead you. But I'm now talking about a personal election. And interestingly, or more interestingly, this is the most important election that you will cast your ballot in, the personal election. It determines who rules your life now in time, and where you will spend eternity, or who you will spend eternity with. You cannot have one ruler in life and have another in eternity. One interesting thing is that people, when faced with situations of maybe death, someone is dead, a relative is dead or something, they're always looking for someone who will come and give words of hope about, oh, the person is in a better place, gone to a better place, and all those co-meninis and those nice fine talk. But what does it really entail? I've even heard people tell other people that the animals that had died had gone to a better place, the animal. If people are so concerned about their dogs, who they grew fond of, how much more their brother, their mother, their father, their sister, I mean, a human being, wives, spouses, and then what about they themselves? Is it enough, or are you satisfied if someone says, just by word of mouth, so-and-so has gone to a better place? Does it mean a thing if the person is even a priest or a bishop or an archbishop, for that matter, or whatever title you love? I mean, the person is an earth dweller, a mortal like you, but the person just comes, shows up the funeral of a beloved or someone who is beloved to you, and just says, oh, so-and-so it's in a better place, and you are all happy and comforted. I mean, is it really that comforting? Or you just do not want to belabor the thing? You don't want to really think about it. Oh, what really happened? Or where is this person really? We even believe that, I mean, animals, we all people hope that animals, I mean, live on somewhere, because I mean, sometimes people grow so fond to one pet or the other. How much more human beings? Is it really over when someone dies? Does a person just vanish from existence? Of course not. The Bible says that man's soul is eternal. Man is a spirit, has a soul, lives in a body. The body is what returns to the dust, because the body is dust, but the spirit is alive. The soul, that's the emotions of the person and the cognitive function of the person, they live on eternally in one place or the other. You can say what you want, but the truth is still the truth. It will always be the truth. There are several countries in the world you may not have heard about, but someone can show you a passport, their passport stamped with the visa of a country probably you've not heard about. Maybe a country like Guyana. You think there's only Ghana, there's nothing like Guyana, but there is a country like that, probably more popular in some portions of the world than Ghana is. There are some places that haven't heard of Ghana either. So you tell them you are Ghanaian, and they ask you, are you from Guyana? No, you are from Ghana. Someone can easily say that place doesn't exist, but it doesn't change a thing. And that's the truth about this heaven and hell matter, which everyone has to come face to face with us at one point or the other. I mean, whether it's true or not, you have to answer that question for yourself. And one day, you have to come to the realization by your own experience. Because if Jesus tarries, I mean, Adam is not here, your great-great-great-great-grandfather is not here. So if Jesus tarries, you may not be here forever. Or let me just say, you will not be here forever. So you are going to have an answer to that question. And what I'm speaking about tonight is that the choices that you make now are going to determine the certainty with which you can approach that uncertain realm, the certainty with which you can approach it, life eternal or the life hereafter, that certainty. There's actually no religion that is able to answer that question well. There's actually no religion that is able to give people assurance about what happens after time. There's no religion. I'm talking about religions in that sense. I'm also talking about the Christian religion, because I'm not a preacher of the Christian religion. I am a preacher of Christ. The one who gives us that confidence is Christ Jesus. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. It's not about a religion. It's not about a Christian religion. It's about a person, that whosoever believes in him. The thing that saves the world, the thing that will save someone, is the person choosing Christ, the person electing Christ to be their own Lord, personal savior. It's about a person. It's not about a party. It's very, very much unlike the electoral trend. It's all about a party. And I was speaking with someone who was talking about someone that there are 12 names on the ballot, and he was talking about one of the people on the ballot whose ideas he believed in, but he voted for someone else based on that person's party affiliation, and his which aligns with his own. So he voted more for the party than for even the ideas, because he believed in someone else's ideas, but he voted for someone else because he was voting for a party. But there's nothing like that. When we are talking about the personal election, it's about a person. Your personal election is an election for actually a person who will rule. So it's not I am a Christian doesn't cut it in eternity. The heaven doesn't understand that language. Christian was a language that was coined on earth by the people of Antioch, for the people who were followers of Christ. So Ghana is a Christian nation. It probably doesn't even mean much unless we have more followers of Christ Jesus in Ghana. So we have are you a follower of Christ, not just a Christian? That is, I'm a Christian because I don't belong to that other religion. Or I'm a Christian because my name is Moses, or my name is Aaron, or my name is Jeremiah, and I have a Christian name, and I had some water sprinkled on me some time ago, and this or that. No, that's what I'm talking about. In order to have that certainty when entering eternity, you must have had an encounter, or you must have made the choice to follow Christ Jesus, because it's about him. He is the one who gives that certainty of life eternal. In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said to them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. There has no one in time, or ever in history, has spoken with such certainty about the life after this life. People speak about how there are several ways, and people speak about how there are several roads and all of that, but no one has been able to stick out the neck and say that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And to go ahead and say unequivocally that no one comes to the Father but by me. So all the others make room for others, or every other leader of a certain religion makes room for other religions and other schools of thoughts and other opinions. But Christ Jesus does not. He says, I am. And if you want to go to the Father, you've got to come through me. So in this election, this personal election, it's an election between two people. The one who said he is the I am, and the others, because the others also make room for others. So it's just between the one who says I am and the others. And he said that if you come and follow me, I will take you to the Father. I will. And he didn't say that I am one of the people who can take you there. He said, you can't get to the Father except you go through me. There's no other connection to life eternal, to hope eternal, to eternal rest, to eternal peace, to eternal life than me. And the scripture said it clearly, that whosoever believes in him. When you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life. So it's not about being born into a Christian home and having spent some time in Sunday school or having a book of Bible stories or having a few scriptures in your mind. It's not about having been to a theological seminary, and it's not about having spent time in church pews. It's about having made a choice to follow Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to follow him, to serve him, to love him, to have him as your Lord and Savior, and to live your life by his dictates. That is when you have made that choice. That is when you have made you have voted in that personal election, and you have voted for life. You have voted for hope. You have voted for peace. Just like in this current one, you are still free to choose anyone you want. It's a democracy. I mean, I followed the news. There was no one wielding a gun that all of you have to put your thumbprints on this ballot or this number. Everyone was free to choose who they wanted to. In the booth, you stood there alone and you made your choice. There are some people who were speaking one rhetoric, but they voted something else. In fact, they are like chameleons. When they meet this group of this political group, they speak like them. But when they meet the other group too, they speak like them. They know how to like flow in that way. But only God knows the one who they thumbprinted for. In the same way, the choice that you make, it's so personal. You are the one who makes that decision. No one can make the decision for you. You can choose Jesus or you can reject him. Just that you will have to live with the consequences, just like we will have to live with the consequences of whichever choice we have made over this election period. You will have to live with the consequences. And the thing about the personal election is that the consequences of your choice, they extend beyond time into eternity. Making a choice for Jesus coming into your life now, he promises you hope, he promises you peace. The Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. The Bible tells us that he heals our diseases right here whilst we are here. He takes away sicknesses, he takes away diseases. Whilst he was here, the Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Acts 10:38. That's how that scripture goes. I mean, Jesus was healing every sick person and casting out devils, liberating people whilst he was here. Okay? And he still does those things today. But he also offers people life eternal. Right on the cross, there was a thief. One of them was railing at him and insulting him and telling him, "Master, if you are really the savior they say you are, save yourself and save us also." There was another thief on the other side of him, and the thief said, "Oh Lord, you remember me today when you come into your kingdom." And there, in the face of despair, facing life beyond this time, that uncertain realm, right there on the cross, Jesus gave him assurance like no one else can. Jesus gave him assurance and told him that tonight or today, you will be with me in a better place. You will be with me in paradise. I am introducing you to someone who you need both in life and who you will need after life. I'm introducing you to someone who will give you peace now and he'll give you peace in the great beyond. I'm introducing you to someone who will cause your life to shine here and who will give your spirit rest eternally. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you choose him today as your sin bearer, if you choose him today as your substitute, because he has paid the price. The Bible says he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that those of us who have been were due for God's judgment will become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus paid the price for whosoever will. Anyone who will accept Christ as his sin bearer, anyone who will accept Christ as his substitute, has Christ's has his sins, okay, imputed unto Christ, or Christ carrying his sins, Christ suffering for his sins, and he wearing or be having Christ's righteousness imputed unto him. So that though you are a good person and you've been disciplined all your life, you've not been a perfect person. And God demands perfection. There's nothing good enough. I mean, if it's not perfect with God, but there's someone who's lived that way, and he took your sin to the cross, so that you can walk in the perfect life that he lived in. You can have it imputed unto you, and God can relate with you, and you can relate with God based on that righteousness which you have received by accepting Christ Jesus. That is what Christ offers. He gives you his righteousness and he takes away your sins. That's if you will choose him. If you will choose Christ tonight, that's what will happen to you, and he will make your life a good one right here on earth. He will give you peace. He will take away your sorrow. He will take away your pain. He will give you hope in this life. He said, we have hope in this life. One time Paul was talking to the apostles and told them that if it's in this life only that we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. As for the hope in this life, it's not a thing that we question. It's not a thing that we have doubts about. If you have doubts about it, then you have not probably been well taught. If you have doubts about it, then you have not probably read your scriptures well enough. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Jeremiah 29:11. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, to give you an expected end, the King James says. That's what God gives us right here on earth. He gives us a hope. He gives us a future. He gives us peace. Hallelujah. He said, thou will show me the paths of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures evermore. This is available to you now, here, in this life. But in eternal life, there's something else that lies there for you. There is life, there is peace, there is hope, there is confidence. Hallelujah. Oh, people who follow Jesus are not afraid of what lies beyond. We know exactly what is there. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He told the disciples in John chapter 14 verse 1, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I've gone to prepare this place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. He gives us hope. He gives us confidence. He gives us peace, both now in this present world and in the world to come. Thank you, Jesus. Kabadoli baharabaku shantala bababa. I want to give you the chance to enter this poll booth tonight and vote in this personal election. It's about a person. It's not about a religion. Nowadays, I go to this church is so much. In fact, that's not necessary. That's not the most important thing. I love my church and all of those things have come to replace I love Jesus, and that's a pity. It's about a person. It's about a person, and his name is Jesus. You can love your church. You can be faithful to your church, but it's not going to count if you are not faithful to him and you don't have a personal relationship with him and you don't love him. Jesus spoke about the Ephesian church in Revelation chapter 3, and he said, I have somewhat against you. You have lost your first love. You don't love me like you used to. It's not about love your church. I love my church. That's not the important thing. Do you love Jesus? Do you know him? Tonight, I came to tell you that you have a personal decision to make about who you will serve, about who you will follow in life, because the decision you make is going to determine who you will spend your eternity with. It's as simple as that. You can say how you want it. You can even choose to ignore what I say, but even your failure to make a decision is a decision. Your failure to vote is a decision. That means you have decided not to vote for someone. and you have that one cry, it's a decision you've made. If you reject Jesus, it's a decision. If you accept him, it's a decision. I told you there are only two, is Jesus and the others on the ballots. It's Jesus and the others. Yeah, it's not as long as the Ghanaian ballot, like 12 names. My goodness, what a long sheet. It's Jesus and the others. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Bow your head tonight with me, and I would advise you, like Moses told the people. He said, I set before you this day life. I call heaven to record this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. I recommend Jesus to you. There is no one else who promises you eternity. You go and check. If you find some, tell me, call me, or send me a message. If there's anyone who gives you confidence about the life that is after this one, tell me about it. If there is anyone who makes you sure that when you leave this place, you are in a better place, if there's anyone, let me know. The one who speaks about eternity with certainty is the one you should follow, and his name is Christ Jesus. You want to choose Jesus tonight? Pray this prayer with me, but mean every word. These are no magic words that I'm reading out to you. It's a prayer, and you have to make it yours. Said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I come to you tonight. I am a sinner, and I've come to make a choice. I choose to follow Jesus. Tonight, I accept Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that he is the Son of God, and that he came into this world and died for me on the cross, and that he rose again on the third day, and he lives forevermore. Jesus, I choose you. I choose to follow you. I choose to serve you all of my days. Wash me with your precious blood. Live in my heart, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you for making this decision. You've made the best decision you could. You've got yourself a friend for life. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise turn away. Get yourself in a good Bible believing church, a church that speaks about Jesus, and learn more about him. If you don't have any church, you can come and visit us or join us at Miracle Way Church. We are at Chichewere in Kumasi here, and at Nkufuria, we are the Waterworks Junction. You can join us for tomorrow's service. We start at 8 a.m. Experience God's love for you. Hallelujah. Kubaradosta lefa sonda lava hadi siko tabayandes. The power of God to heal is right here now. The power of God to heal is moving here. It's moving in this place. It's moving in this place. Begin to receive your healing. Healing from migraine headaches. Begin to receive your healing from asthma right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let your deaf ears open. Yes! In the name of Jesus, let your blind eyes see. Let every blurred vision be cleared right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Kabaru sondoloboshin kabradeos. Floaters. When you are looking at something, you see floaters. You see things moving on your eyes. You've been to the hospital several times. You've received eye drops and all those things. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I rebuke those things to leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Tinnitus. Noises in your ears. When you are there, you can hear sounds in your ears. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are loose from that thing right now. Pain. Oh, it has left your body. pain in the knees from arthritis, pain in your ankles. You had an injury several years ago. You were, I think you were on a bicycle. There was an impact with your leg outstretched, and you've since had pain in the ankle. It's been on and off, but recently it has become more frequent. It happened about 10 years ago. The power of God is touching you now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Every organ in your body that is dysfunctional receives the healing touch of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, let your kidneys function. In the name of Jesus, let your liver function optimally. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every reproductive issue that you are having as a man, I speak life where there is death. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke swellings to leave your body now. In the name of Jesus, swellings in the breast, swellings in the limbs. There's a swelling in the thigh. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command those things to shrink and die. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tumors in the brain, I curse them. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have this. There's a tumor in your brain giving you a right-sided headaches, and you have a blurred vision in one of your eyes. Looks like it's in the left eye. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command that tumor to shrink and die in the name of Jesus. We take it out in the name of Jesus. Let the symptoms die with it in Jesus' mighty name. Receive wholeness now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wholeness right now. In the name of Jesus, as God heals your liver right now, receive a clearance. That jaundice, the yellowing of your mucous membranes, your eyes clear. It clears right now. The ascites, the swelling in your abdomen, let it begin to recede. Let the swelling in your body begin to recede now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to check yourself. You find that the symptoms have left you. The power of God to heal has been mighty here tonight. Check yourself and send us a testimony on the numbers that will call out, voicemail, WhatsApp message. It's good. God bless you. I want to invite you to be part of our Christmas conventions as my time is up. We'll be in Kumasi in Kuforidia from at the Waterworks Junction. You can call us on the numbers that we'll call out afterwards, from the 18th to the 20th, and in Kumasi from the 26th to the 27th. We are at Chishuweri Miracle Way Church for our convention. Join us and experience God's goodness in a very miraculous way. God bless you. We'll be with you again as God gives us breath next week. Reverend Dr. Gazis Okeleme signing out.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichiriri, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
You're listening to the New Spirit FM. Christian.